Chad's president has ordered the military to retaliate against future attacks from Sudan following a drone attack that killed at least 17 people and injured several other people attending a funeral. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Wearing military uniform, President Idriss Mahamat Deby convened an emergency security meeting on Wednesday evening, where he ordered the military to be on high alert. He also ordered a total closure of the border with Sudan. He described the attack targeting the border town of Tyne as outrageous and a blatant aggression against Chad's territorial integrity. He said that it had happened despite warnings to the two sides battling each other in Sudan and a previous closure of the border. Last month, Chad closed its border with Sudan until further notice to stop repeated incursions by Sudanese armed groups. It, however, allowed exceptional exemptions on humanitarian grounds, with prior authorization from relevant authorities. Residents of Tyne said the victims of Wednesday's attack were mourners, with one quoted by the news agency as saying they had gathered at a house for a funeral ceremony that involved reading the Quran. A simple guide to what is happening in Sudan. The attack drew condemnation from several quarters, including from the National Assembly and MPs from the ruling party. The government bows with deep dismay to the memory of the victims and extends its deepest condolences to the bereaved families, a statement by the government spokesman said. The spokesman said Chad had now strengthened the posture of its defense and security forces and was ready to pursue its rights inside Sudanese territory in strict compliance with the rules of international law. The paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, which controls most of the western Darfur region bordering Chad, is suspected of carrying out the attack. It denies any involvement and blames Sudan's army, which has blamed the RSF. The Sudanese government has often accused Chad of supporting the RSF with weapons and mercenaries, claims which N'Djamena denies. Sudan has been plagued by a civil war that broke out in April 2023 following a vicious power struggle between its army and the RSF. The ongoing war has killed hundreds of thousands of people and displaced more than 13 million people, nearly 1 million of them to Chad, according to the UN. Chad shares a 1,400 kilometers long, 870 miles, border with Sudan that is porous and often difficult to control. Its order to retaliate against future attacks from Sudan raises fears of a possible escalation of the violence in the region. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.